sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Glad you are here, ladies and gentlemen. Happy that you are listening. It is Tuesday, February 26th, 2019. And we are here to talk about the markets, the economy, Washington, D.C., and all the intertwination, I just made up a word, of all that. On today's show, we'll be discussing drugs. We'll be discussing socialism, the media, the markets and its persistence, and as always, whatever else comes to mind. Hope you are having a good day. You know, I must tell you, normally my jet lag will last 5-6 days. I'm back to normal in a day and a half off of my trip to the Middle East. Amazing. You know what I think it is, actually? I flew on the 787. The Boeing 787 Dreamliner, for whatever reason, has just better air circulation. I think that, you know, they market based on that. But I really think it does the trick. I don't know. Anyway, as always, lots to cover. Our job is to guide you through the markets, keeping you in lockstep, one step ahead, letting you know what's leading, letting you know what's lagging, letting you know what's going on in D.C. that's driving everything up a wall both ways. Oh, and I forgot to mention, Jay Powell was on the Hill. Today he spoke to senators. Tomorrow he speaks to the House. That's going to be freaking fun. We'll get that to that in a little bit, but first, if you do not get this show in your city, go to GaryK.com. You can listen live or archive. We're live 6:06 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Also at GaryK.com, you can follow me on Twitter. Just press the button and go to Twitter at Gary Kaltbaum. You can email me. Just be nice. That's not hard, is it? Read our commentary, articles we post, charts of the day. If you want to hear what we're doing, like to hear you doing, press the money management button. Press the subscribe button to get our notes. Or our email service, just press convictionleaders.com. All at GaryK.com. So, where do I go in no particular order? Well, yesterday we said to you on the show, it felt like things are getting a little tired just for the near term. And we would not be surprised to see some pulling back. But under that is we don't expect any pullback to be damaging, destructive. Too many things have come up the right side that's very tough to turn down immediately. We'd have to see some negative cards come out of the deck first. Guess what? We're down a little bit today. That's all. We were down much worse earlier. Then we were up nicely, and then they sold it off into the close. But the outcome is simple. A little pullback here, but with some positives throughout the day. We'll go through the positives. We'll go through the negatives. But I must tell you, oh, and by the way, we do have end of month this week. We have two more days in the end of month, but I think we've already got the rally out of it, maybe. You got some more earnings surprises to the upside, some more earnings blow-ups. We'll go through that. But the most important part of the equation right now is the market remains in good stead. Maybe we pull back a little bit here. Now, I've been asked all kinds of questions over the last few days about this rally to the upside and what it means. The best thing you can do right now is to not question. It's the best thing you can do. Is just go with it. And I know there are earnings you have to wait for, and a lot of things have gapped away, and a lot of things are extended. That's okay. I got news for you. They all give secondary buy points. We'll list the names for you as we move forward. But just leave no doubt, maybe we stall a little bit in here. There's still no sellers. And when I mean no sellers, you know what that means. You remember what happened in December when we told you the top was in and look out, and then we told you there's a, if we break the 24,000, we can waterfall, and we went right down to 21.7 before you can say boo. I've been asked if I've been surprised by this rally. Yeah. But then again, no. Why? Central banks. So just fast forward, Powell met with the senators today. He meets with the House tomorrow. And I must tell you, I decided to give myself 15 minutes of misery by watching 15 minutes of it. It was the blind leading the blind, the dumb leading the dumb, the imbeciles leading the imbeciles. Remember, anybody who questions out of the Senate or the House, these are people that have brought us the $22 trillion of debt. Some of them have been there since $1, some of them 5 years ago. But none of them do a damn thing. There was one person today that actually brought up the debt and deficits, but really didn't ask the tough question. Hey, you at the central bank, you guys have enabled this crap for years. Why don't you do something about it? Why don't you yelling and screaming about $22 trillion of debt? Nobody does that. I would. So after 15 minutes, I almost threw up and I shut it down. Tomorrow we'll get the House. I think we get a couple of socialists. By the way, Elizabeth Warren was up there asking questions today. I must tell you, she actually asked a good question about how the central bank has never, ever been against, not one, bank merger. And Powell just sat there like the dummy that he is. As she asked, what about the next one? No, they don't. Listen. The central bank was the main cause of the bubble in 08. They enabled it. They caused it. And they have answered the problem with the same solution they had that caused in the first place. But when you're just adding trillions and trillions, you can put it way into the future. And that's what's going on. And of course, not one person was indicted in 08 and 07. The central bank's supposed to oversee these banks and lenders and did not. And it's repeat, wash and rinse again. They're not overseeing anything. They're not doing their job. They're best friends with all these big banks. And by the way, there's more concentration of assets in a few hands now more than history. Wasn't supposed to be that way. But the lobbyists have big bucks, and they're in the politicians' pockets, and they're having their way again. And I take no joy in telling you these things. It's just facts. The things that those bankers and lenders did in 07 and 08 before, we would be in jail. Not one was even charged. So just some food for thought on that. That was Powell. I just wanted to start with that today. And his message was simple. The undertone of it is the markets were going down and we had to do something. Which you know what that means. the next time the markets go down again, I expect a rate cut. What that means and what it does, don't know. But we'll be all over it as we move forward. In the past 10 years, rate cuts have been pleasing to markets. Up next, full market wrap. And all that other stuff I said I'd talk about. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. The Market Wrap is brought to you by investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbach, one of the great market timers. No gray areas with the man. You're either in or out of the market with proprietary indicators. Go check it out. Investment-models.com. Dow down 34, whoopee-doo. S&P down 2. NASDAQ down 5. NASDAQ 100 was up 7. Mid-caps, though, were down the equivalent of 220 Dow points, and the small caps were down the equivalent of about 150 Dow points. So the breadth of the market today took a little bit of a tumble versus the rest of the market. But no biggie. The SOX was down 9. Advanced declines 1621 New York, but 1220 on the NASDAQ. In the Dow today, interesting. Home Depot was down $6 or $7 on earnings, but only finished down $1.70. So we're going to call that a little bit of a reversal off of earnings that they lowered. Maybe good news. We'll see. Caterpillar down 3. 3M, United Tech, United Health all down a stick. On the upside today, I don't have one stock that was up $1 in the Dow. Visa was up 98 cents. Of note, AutoZone gapped up on earnings. Finished up $45 to $9.35, but was up 70 at one time. Etsy finished up 9 and change today on their very good numbers. That stock was in a tight, tight range for the past few weeks. Had to wait for earnings. Dillard's Department Store up 13 today to $6.79 on their earnings. And in the aftermarket today, I got Palo Alto Networks up $24 in the aftermarket. Yep. $2.35 to $2.59. And Tandem, TNDM, closed at $49. I got it at $56 in the aftermarket. So a couple of more gaps to the upside. And what we do, we have one column of the best earnings reactions and gaps in the market. For example, Apple, but that was a lower level gap. Boeing gapped up to 395, it's 426. Microchip, but that was mid-level. MasterCard, ServiceNow, Anthem, that's a managed care. Chipotle, which is now sitting tight after it gapped up. That's a list we keep front and center on our screen. And we will tend to play off of that as we move forward. And not every one of them works. Some of them fail. Absolutely, some of them fail. But we stay on top of them. And, of course, there's the other side of the coin. There is the ugly stuff. The gap and down. And, of course, those are what is known as avoids. a name today, Medpace, MEDP, was at a new yearly high. Finished down 15 today to $55. Stock's done. For example, LendingTree, another name that gapped down today. Just got to be very, very careful earnings seasons, because I don't care what anybody tells you. There is no way of knowing which is going to do right by you and which is not going to do right by you. And to just show you how nice the market is right now, Elon Musk is being called out by the SEC again for doing things he wasn't supposed to do. The stock was down $9, finishes down $1. Remember what we tell you. In bearish markets, good news is bad news and bad news is terrible news. In markets that are bullish, bad news is good news and good news is great news. Just remember that. In bullish markets, very rare to see a ton of blow-ups. You get some. In bearish markets, it's very rare you get a ton of gaps to the upside, which you're seeing a decent amount right now. So until that changes, how about the duh quote? It doesn't. Until that changes, it doesn't. And it's a constant monitoring of these things. Now, as we said, there's a lot more things we deal with now. We never had to deal with debt and deficits and central banks like we're dealing with now. We never had a Trump before, and that's not a put down, it's not a compliment. We really never had a Trump before that watches every tick in the market and tweets about it. So it's a whole new world. But when all is said and done, fear and greed, as you measure it, is what will stand out. You can't hide leadership. You can't hide the laggards. And now we got a few more earnings to come out. It never stops. It just, you go through the earnings season where most things come out. And we'll see how things go as we enter into March. And guess what? Third week in April, we get the first quarter. Now, as we've been telling you, we get all kinds of questions along the same lines about market going up, but the economy going down, market going up, but this is happening. It's not the news, it's how markets react to the news. You never really know what the market's dealing with. But what we do know, and it's pretty simplistic, is just watch the tape. Read the tape. When wrong, be wrong quick and be wrong small. When right, be right big. And if you're able to hold something for a couple of years, that means you're making some good money. Of course, when you go through bear markets, not easy to hold through that, what we just had. Up next, drugs, media, markets, socialism, all in one. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Listening to
America is talking.
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on its feet here. He's a Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. As I have told you, I am going to be the loudest voice in my appearances on Fox News and Fox Business, as well as the loudest voice here on the radio show that we have, against the authoritarian dictators that are trying to place this country over under them. Gary, what the hell are you talking about? Well, socialism, communism, is authoritarianism. People like Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Cortez, and many on the left, they're authoritarians. And, you know, when they call Trump a dictator, dictators don't lower taxes and get rid of regulations. Dictators raise taxes and add regulations. Well, these people, it used to be the Democratic Party would never even use the word liberal. They were afraid of using the word liberal. And what they did, they changed it to progressive, the marketing of it. But they're not even afraid, a bunch of them, to even call themselves what they, democratic socialism, even though there's nothing democratic about it. And what I'm letting you know, and you can take it or leave it, all that is being a dictator, authoritarian. That's all it is. It's them telling you you're a moron and we're going to run everything for you and go screw yourself. That's who they are. And they do it under the guise of, well, you see you over there, well, you're not making a lot of money, are you? You know why? It's because they are. The successful are screwing you. That's the big con and the big lie. Just remember, if somebody wants to be a teacher, they're only going to make a certain amount of money. If somebody wants to be a firefighter, policeman, only going to make a certain amount of money. If you decide to own a gas station, you're going to make as much as you can make on owning the gas station, but if you end up with 10, you're going to make a lot more if you're running them well. If you decide to be a hedge fund manager and you're damn good at it and you're able to raise $1 billion, you're going to have 25,000 square foot homes in the Hamptons. You know what that's called? It's called choice. And there should be no reason why somebody who made the choice in column A should have to give over his earned money to the person who made a choice over in column B. Yet the socialists sell that person on, even though they made the choice, that they're where they are because these other people are bad. And amazingly, they are not shy anymore. They're going out and saying that if you were a billionaire, and by the way, I'm not making this up, you're immoral. They have gone so far as to say there shouldn't be any billionaires. Seriously. At $1 billion, that's it. And we should just take it all away. But here's the problem with that. If you put it out there that at $1 billion, that's it, there's no incentive for $1 billion and one. So you think you're going to make out as a government and take all this money. You're not going to get squat. That's how stupid and moronic these imbeciles are. Like Bernie Sanders. Now, I also decided to spend 15 minutes of my life last night watching a Bernie Sanders town hall on CNN. And then I realized CNN packed the questionnaires with a bunch of Democrats. Not one freaking question that I would ask the man. All the questions were from the left. What are you going to do about climate change? What are you going to do about the rich? What are you going to do about this? How are you going to take the... You got to be freaking kidding me. CNN has just gone so badly in the tank. I don't know where to begin. Not one question on socialism and Venezuela and dictatorship and a resume on why would you be able to run a whole economy and who are you when you've never had a job, never written a paycheck. But CNN CNN ripped the shreds and the stuffing out of Sarah Palin, who, by the way, I was no fan of, but kissed the royal butt of a Bernie Sanders. They're insane. If this guy ever got the reins of this country, we would be destroyed. The greatest depression of all time. Because what socialism and communism does, it takes away your rights, your decision making, and your hope. And the blatant example, 2,700 miles south of where I'm sitting. And yet we hear, well, that's not the type of socialism we're talking about. Oh, yes, it is. You know how Venezuela started, right? They started taking over the businesses and the oil companies. And massive taxes on the producers. And they told all the people, we're going to take from them and give to... And they didn't. You know what they did? They plundered the money. And you see what's going on now. What do you think? Bernie Sanders is going to be any different? Or this nut job woman up in the Bronx? By the way, she's going to be worth $10 million in the next 3-4 years, and she's going to quit politics. The media and Hollywood kiss her rear end. For what? As we have told you, they will make you or break you. If I ever get above the radar, they would try to destroy the living heck out of me. I have no skeletons, though. Anyway, I just had to mention that because I spent 15 minutes watching it last night, and it was an absolute unmitigated joke, and CNN, a pox on their house. I don't even know where to go with it. Now, also, the drug companies are on the Hill today trying to explain their business. And I must tell you, I think I'm a learned guy. I have no clue what they do in their pricing. I don't know how we pay for drugs here, but if you bought them in Canada, you pay half price. So message to the drug companies. There's now a bipartisan effort to kick you in the rear end because of your practices. Either you do something about it or Washington's going to do something about it. They better get their act in gear. You all get your medical bills, right? If you get some procedure, whatever, and it costs $3,000, you get a bill that says, well, it's $3,000, but you only have to, we're going to write off $2,000, and then there's going to be a discount of 15%, so you only owe $850, and then there's a 50%, you only owe $400. What? It's like our tax code. Why do we have 70,000 pages of tax code? Remember what we tell you. If they can confuse the hell out of you, they got their job done. And that's what I think's going on with our healthcare system and these drug companies. When my wife is in the hospital, they were charging $28 for Tylenols. And when we questioned it, you know what they said? It was cost sharing. You know what I said to them? I'm going to send this bill to my local newspaper. You know what they did? They got rid of it and all kinds of stuff on the bill. By the way, I'm not making it up. $28 for two Tylenols. And by the way, this was back in the 80s. They still haven't learned their lesson. Up next on The Edge. Right back in the market. And then we're gone. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
You're listening to...
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready, go.
Action! Investor's Edge. With Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I guess you're probably surprised about what I mentioned on the drug companies, because you know I'm a pro-business guy, but I'm a pro-fair business guy. And I think it's an absolute sin what they do with drugs and drug prices. And I think they've been living on borrowed time for a very long time. Do you know what else they do, these drug companies? They will actually pay generic drug companies to slow down in bringing the generic drugs to market. They say they don't. Oh, but they do. So when they say they care about you, the consumer, bullcrap. 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 Again, maybe they just got a wake-up call and they're going to do something about it. I just want to say I'm not so sure I'd want to own drug companies in the next year. No matter what, we'll still see how they act. And frankly, the drug stocks act pretty well here. But something's going to give. Trump's in Vietnam. Meeting with North Korea guy. I have absolutely no problem with him with the meeting. And the media is full of crap on it. And they're all upset. How do you meet with this bad guy? While Obama was doing the wave with the Castros in Cuba and said, oh, what a great diplomatic meeting. The media is a joke now. Real big joke. Here's the problem. This guy's not getting rid of his nuclear. Are you kidding? This guy's a bad guy. He's a murderer. He's murdered family with high-powered weapons. Anti-aircraft missiles he has murdered people with. You know what that does to somebody? Just explodes them. He's not giving up his nuclear. But you know what? There's nothing to lose with these meetings, and you never know what can come of it. So I don't blame Trump for meeting. And that's all going to be tonight, the overnight. My buddies at Fox are covering it from 11 p.m. tonight till, because I'm thinking it's like 12 hours later there. Something like that. When I was in Japan, I think it was like 12 hours later. I don't think that's a market mover. And I think we're getting close to, I do not think that the China trade is going to be a market mover, because they've already basically telegraphed the greatest deal on earth is going to come. And I'm not so sure of that. But Trump will tell you it's the greatest deal on earth. I continue to believe we're probably in an area of the market. Go higher. But the trajectory ain't going to continue. And suspect we could continue a nominal pullback. Of course, if anything changes to the negative, I'll let you know. But today was a great example. I think we were down 100 and something. Finished down 30. Admittedly, we're up like 50 or 60 with about 20 minutes to go and sold off. If you recall, before the market really topped in October, we were telling you for weeks and weeks and weeks to be prepared because market was narrowing. I think it was October 3rd we came on this show and said, uh-oh, here we go. We have yet to see the deterioration that presages a real drop. But if we start to see days like today, where the Dow was only down 30, but advanced decline's not very good, and it starts building up, we'll be telling you. If we start to see things start to roll over, meaning the stair steps start heading south, we'll tell you. We'll identify those things very well. So far, nothing. And tomorrow, we'll walk into a couple more names. Palo Alto Networks and Tandem gapping up tomorrow. Got a few gapping down. Not even going to mention them right now. I'm also asked about, Gary, if we go into recession, isn't the market going to get hit? Yeah, I would expect so. Which tells me I don't think we are going into recession. I think other areas around the globe are, and their markets aren't even close to us. So if we do turn down, you want to be short the foreign markets. We are the best of all the developed markets right now. Easily. China's not close. Europe's not close. Japan is not close. Maybe some underdeveloped markets are stronger, but that's because they're much smaller. So pay attention. Muy importante. And we will continue to tell you where the leadership is, what ain't happening. And if we start to see the deterioration, you will hear it from us. Have a great evening and drive carefully. When you get home, do like we do. Quite the simple. Make sure you all hug your children. Good night, all.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of Investor's Edge on the Biz Talk Radio Network. If you missed any of today's show or to get in touch with Gary Kaltbaum, please go to GaryK.com. That's GaryK.com. To reach Gary Kaltbaum at his office, call 1-888-422-5559. That's 1-888-422-5559.